This is Cyber Defense Radio with your host and cybersecurity expert, Gary Malefsky. Gary brings to you another globally recognized cybersecurity executive in the hot seat today.
Sitting in my hot seat today is a very special guest. He's back. Tom Amirati is the Chief Revenue Officer of Plain ID, a very cool and innovative company in cybersecurity. They are an authorization platform leader. So we're going to go back into our journey of talking about how do we secure trusted identities. We're going to learn a little bit about another acronym that's so important. You've heard of role-based access control, but even bigger and better from Plain ID, we're going to learn about policy-based access control and much more. Tom, welcome back to the hot seat.
Gary, thank you. It's great to be here. And thanks very much for having me back.
Yeah, and what you guys do is different and innovative. You help in the area of identity and access management. You help in the area of policy management and so much more. Can you kind of walk us through what Plain ID does? What is a policy platform and how does it work?
Yeah, I would love to. So we are Plain ID, the authorization company. It's always important for me to talk about the fact that we're an authorization company and we have an authorization platform, because that's what we specialize in. Our two founders, Gal Halemsky and Oren Hayal, they had this vision 6 years ago, 6.5 years ago. They both have very strong pedigrees in both cybersecurity and identity. Gal in particular was early stage at Mimecast and CyberArk, and Oren was a deputy CISO at one of the largest financial institutions in Tel Aviv, and they saw the vision. They had a vision and recognized the pain associated with what we call advanced access control, so post-authentication. So we built this platform, this authorization platform, to really help firms do a couple things. Number one, have visibility into all the authorization policies in the enterprise. Create those policies. So actually create the policies, manage the policies via the visibility, and lastly, enforce those policies across a complete distributed computing environment.
So let's take this into different markets. Let's start with financial services. What is the gap you're filling for them, and how easy is it for them to deploy?
So financial services are historically the early adopters and innovators in the technology space. What I would say, though, about authorization is it cuts across all vertical sectors and all sizes of organizations. And we can talk a bit more about that later. But specifically in financial services, you know, one of the areas that's really core and important to them is their retail banking sector. So in retail banking, they've got, you know, discrete pain in what I would call the digital journey of their customers. So their customers authenticating, number one, and then having advanced access, being granted authorization across customer-facing applications or platforms. So number one, many financial services organizations, due to the desire to create really excellent customer journeys, number one, are going to want the best experience for their customers, and they can facilitate that through authorization. And then number two, many financial services organizations have a large number of employees, what we call workforce, and authorization policies impact their workforce as well, because in many ways they're dealing with financial information, highly sensitive data, and the authorization policies will allow them to protect access to that data via those applications in a highly secure manner.
Tom, is this deployed as a service in the cloud where I will log into, say, the policy management dashboard, the be-all of all policy management dashboards, Plain ID's policy manager, and set up certain policies for my consumer-facing bank for access control or access to accounts, and even down to a granular level? Say one of the clients has got millions of dollars in their account and they're traveling, but they've never traveled outside the U.S., but they have traveled, let's say, from California to Massachusetts. So they're allowed to do these transactions, but you're finding someone trying to spoof them in Bogota, Colombia or something.
That's exactly right. So there's a couple of things there that I'll highlight for you, Gary. So first, our deployment model really is tailored to what the customer requirements are. So we've built our platform. And again, one of the benefits of the platform is that it can be enabled in three primary fashions. Number one, it can be fully on-prem, where our technology is housed 100% solely in the environment of our customer. Number two, it can be majority cloud first, so fully SaaS enabled platform and full feature parity with respect to cloud first versus on-prem. And then secondarily, we've got a hybrid deployment model where parts of the components of the platform could be on-prem and some could be in the cloud. And we've done this because we know our customers and our soon-to-be customers might have different requirements with respect to their computing infrastructure and how they want to manage their sensitive data. So deployment model of our platform, highly flexible in the three most primary ways that a firm will deploy technology: on-prem, hybrid cloud, or fully cloud. And then to address your second question or your second point, yeah, absolutely. What you described is a basic example of a coarse or even a fine-grained authorization policy. And those sorts of policies can be created in any way, shape, or form via our policy-based access control. And that can be done regardless of the deployment model that you leverage from Plain ID.
So does Plain ID collect the necessary authorization identifiers, or is that up to the client's existing software or APIs and then somehow plugs that into you? For example, geolocation or the EMEI identity on someone's mobile device or the operating system they're running, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, so fantastic. You're now segueing into the concept of zero trust, or what we like to call identity aware, identity first security, which many of our third-party analysts refer to this. So what Plain ID does is we're not an identity provider. So we don't actually house the digital identities. We pull those. We get a feed from traditional identity providers. As an example, it might be ForgeRock or Ping or Okta, or it might be Active Directory. So we're basically being fed the identities, and each identity, each of us is granted access post-authentication. So just for everyone out there to refresh, remind themselves, authentication is when you gain access to an application. Essentially, you log on, you key in your password, 1, 2, 3, 4. Hopefully, it's a stronger password than that. And then you gain access to the application. Where authorization picks up is now what data or what features and functions within the application that leads to data are you allowed access to? So a classic example is let's use Salesforce as an application example. If you're in sales, like my organization is, some individuals have access to data all the way around the world. Some individuals, their access to data is restricted for potentially GDPR reasons, just for their country location. Now, what happens is that a firm will write a policy based on the access that that individual should be granted. And in our platform, that's done via policy-based access control, which is a very flexible, efficient, easy to use, i.e., easy to create and manage policies to create these authorization policies. And then lastly, Gary, the last piece of this journey is associated with our platform, which is something we call Plain ID Authorizers. So Plain ID Authorizers was Plain ID's solution to solving the problem of many firms have a distributed computing environment. That's a fancy word for saying many firms have moved to the cloud, or many firms have put their applications behind gateways, i.e., an API gateway, or many firms have created something known as containers or mesh architectures. And lastly, because there's been this explosion of data, we're all consuming data, everything is digital, and there's just this multitude of data. And when you have that much data, it's very common for people to want to share and collaborate on that data. So firms will create what's known as data lakes or big data hubs. The challenge with that is protecting that data and ensuring that only the most appropriate people have access to the most appropriate elements of that data that they should have access to. So what Plain ID has done as part of our platform is created something known as Plain ID authorizers. And those authorizers, think of them as enforcement points or locks on doors associated with each of these access points. So we have an authorizer for API gateways, for microservices or mesh architectures, as well as data hubs or data lakes for firms like Snowflake, as an example, or AWS API, or Denodo or Dremio, firms like that, highly technical for potentially for the audience. But at the end of the day, what this does is allow the enterprise to be as secure as possible to mitigate the amount of risk vulnerability across an entire enterprise.
Tom, one more question really about the convergence. I'm noticing that we've got cybersecurity on one hand, we've got identity and access management on the other. Is there a convergence happening? Can you tell us where this is all headed?
Yeah, thank you, Gary. It's a great point. So over the last 3 to 5 years, it's been percolating. And now more than ever, we are seeing this convergence happening in a absolutely dramatic way. And look, it makes a lot of sense, right? Because we live in a digital age. We've got so many remote workers. And we also, because we live in a digital age, we as consumers expect the same level of access to data, to services, and to goods off of our mobile devices. So think about it. We expect to gain access to our bank accounts off of our mobile devices the same way as if we were to enter a branch, apply for a mortgage, apply for a loan, transfer money, pay bills. But when you do that, you have to really ensure that the identity, that the person who is authenticated to gain authenticated into their mobile device and into their bank accounts should and could have access to do all those things that I just described. So as a result, there is this collision between the identity, i.e. the digital identity, and ensuring that throughout the journey, the security is made resilient. So as a result, all the different technologies used to drive security and mitigate risk is now having to attach to the integrity of the identity, the veracity of the identity, which is why authentication and network access is quite frankly no longer good enough. Because again, we live in a digital age. So we expect to do everything off our mobile devices as if we walked into the bank branch or as if we walked into the retail store location. When we're face to face in that environment, people look at your government issue ID, they see who you are, they know you're a real individual, and if you have the proper identification, then you can transact business. But now, since all of that's being replaced in some way, shape, or form via a digital transaction, how do you connect, again, the veracity, the integrity of that identity to allowing them access to transact, to buy, or to buy a service or good, or to gain access to the information? And this is where we're seeing this collision, this connection point, this convergence. And then lastly, what I would say is it manifests itself in the technology world where a firm like Plain ID is driving and collaborating, driving partnerships and collaborating with industry leaders in both identity and access management, so some of the big well-known firms is in the identity access management space, as well as some of the largest cybersecurity firms, because they're seeing this requirement to collaborate and integrate and work together from a technology perspective to ensure the most secure and most highly resilient infrastructure so that our workforce and our joint customers are protected.
So to make life easy for people in this digital era, this new age we're in, where everything's on our mobile, wherever we are, whenever we are, we want something, we want access to our data, we want our identity protected, we want privacy. At the epicenter of this convergence is plain ID.
Exactly, is authorization. And again, authorization is a word. It really is authorization policies, right? I like to say this funny phrase, the power is in the policy. You write good policies, you write really strong authorization policies, and you have the ability to manage them, to see them, to make sure they are up to date, to tweak them, change them based on your business requirements when you need to. When you do that, you increase the level of customer journey. You reduce friction, but yet you increase the customer satisfaction while simultaneously creating a highly resilient, a highly secure environment. So if I'm a CEO, if I'm a line of business owner at any type of organization, what I would say to you is, the power of authorization, the power of the policy will allow you to serve your existing customers, drive up customer retention, number one. Number two, make your existing customers delighted while you're acquiring more customers. So you're taking market share, you're delighting your customers, which should increase cross-sell or upsell and customer loyalty, while you're simultaneously protecting them. Protecting their digital journey from account takeover and protecting your firm from potential breach. And that's all done via the power of the authorization policy and the Plain ID platform, which allows you to manage, have visibility, create policies, enforce policies in real time so that you ensure the highest level of security.
Tom, is there anything else you want to share with our viewers and listeners that we haven't yet covered?
So again, thanks for the opportunity. What I would just say in closing is, since we last spoke, Gary, we are seeing one or two really strong indicators in the market. Okay, number one, firms of all sizes, small and large, are wrestling with the challenge of authorization. We're seeing that in our daily motion. But there was a recent survey that was created, not by Plain ID, but by an independent third party. We had nothing to do with it. The vast majority of those respondents were firms of 5,000 employees and lower, and 5,000 employees up to 500,000 employees and even greater than that. And they all noted that one of the top three priorities for them is solving advanced access control and authorization. And they highlighted this challenge for their employees, for their workforce, for their external customers, as well as for their suppliers, this concept of B2B. So number one, this is a space that's has pain associated around it and business value across all verticals and customer sizes. And then lastly, I'd close by saying this concept of identity aware, identity first security, is the next big fundamental shift, in my opinion, on how we secure access to data and the fundamental components that provide us access to data, i.e., applications across a highly dynamic, highly complex, highly distributed computing infrastructure that organizations around the world are wrestling with.
Tom Amirati, you are the Chief Revenue Officer for Plain ID, and you've taught us a lot. Once again, I really enjoyed having you in the hot seat, learning about probably one of the most critical issues today is how do we protect identities and how do we protect the data? And Plain ID helps us do that to scale. And that's exciting and wonderful. And we've got to send our viewers and listeners to www.plainid.com.
You've been listening to Cyber Defense Radio. Stay tuned next time for another amazing and informative episode. CyberDefenseRadio.com is proudly part of the Cyber Defense Media Group, where InfoSec knowledge is power.
Cyber Defense TV and Cyber Defense Radio have launched 24/7/365 live streams. Visit them online today at cyberdefense.tv and cyberdefense.radio with your host and globally recognized cybersecurity expert and my good friend, Gary Milewski.